tips for going into the bug pose, sometimes called Paripurna Navasana. Paripurna means complete or whole, and Navasana is literally the Bodhasana. So, when we are ready to move into the pose, sitting comfortably on our mats or the floor, and the foundation pose for the Navasana or bog pose is the Dandasana, the base sitting position. So we do what we can to really ground our sits bones and remember that technique of lifting the fleshy tissue with the hand, the spread hands, and really moving the sits bones down. And lengthening the legs and activating the feet as appropriate. As we exhale in the Dandasana, or the basic sitting position, feel the energy moving down through the sits bones, and you can feel it moving down through the legs, heels moving away. Although if you need to, you can always bend your knees. The spine is nice and upright, so as you inhale, feel that energy rising all the way from the base of the spine, all the way up through the different sections of the spine, as if there's an energy line running up all the way through the center of the spine. It runs through the neck, it runs up through the crown of the head, so we keep that beautiful sense of wholeness of the spine and that length and alignment through the central axis of the body. Then, once you've been sitting in Dandasana for a short time, bring the heels towards the buttocks, knees high, and position your hands around the thighs. So just holding in a supportive way underneath the legs, just on the hamstrings there. And I'm going to teach you how to go into Navasana, and also that means I'm trying to help you to learn how to teach the pose in a very supported way that gives options for people. So, good to be aware that often when people go up in the pose, they tend to collapse the lower back and rest more on the sacrum rather than the sits bone. So we want to try and really have the pelvic girdle well stabilized, and we're balancing more on our sits bones, those two bony protrusions at the base, ischial tuberosities. So when you're ready, with the spine nice and long, chest open, chin ever so lightly tucked, so the whole spine is aligned, neck included, then just start to lean your body back, so the torso leans back, you hold firmly with the hands under the legs, just around the hammy somewhere there, closer to the knees, and keep the feet on the floor for the time being. Now, for some people, it may be just appropriate to go into the first stage of the pose, where you can keep your toes in contact with the floor, or some part of the feet in contact with the floor, but you take the rest of the weight off the floor, so the legs are lifting, but some people might find it just helpful to engage the toes or some part of the feet as they balance on their sits bones. If anyone has tenderness of the coccyx, then of course you can do the pose on a fold blanket or some such other support. When you're ready to move a little further into the pose, you elevate the lower legs so that the ankles are at the same height as the knees. Maintain the focus on that lengthening of the spine, keeping the chest open, tailbone's moving down, your upper spine is lengthening, you're really opening the chest and the heart. Neck is comfortable, keep it aligned, chin lightly tucked. Now, for some people, this might be as far as they need to go in the pose. And if that's the case, you just work with the pose. When it's time to come out of it, you just come back to the base position. Those who are comfortable and wish to go further, we straighten the legs. Lengthen those legs. And if you're very confident, you can really activate the legs. Heels moving away, feet very active. Otherwise, you might keep them slightly bent if you needed to do that. But if you're very confident, really lengthen those legs. Energy streaming through those legs, feet active. And those who wish to go even further, in the full pose, the complete pose, when you're ready, you elevate your arms, hands parallel, so the arms are parallel to the floor and the hands are facing each other on the sides of the body. Nice, full, deep, rhythmic breaths, and really energize with each of those breaths. So as you're inhaling, feel you're lengthening, aligning the spine, lengthening through the arms, lengthening through the legs. As you exhale, feel the energy moving down through the sits bones, grounding you more and more. And for some people, we might find that we actually energize through the legs as well. So inhaling, really lengthen the spine, lengthen the arms. As you exhale, feel the energy moving down through the foundation, which are the sits bones, and you can move it down through the legs, through the heels moving away. Anytime you start to feel any tightening, you might find the upper legs tighten or any sort of shakiness coming, then just go back to an earlier version of the pose. So if you're in the full pose, you could just lower the ankles so that they're at knee height as you stay up in that modified pose. Take some breaths there and then again lengthen the legs back in the full pose. If you're in an earlier form of the pose where the knees are already at ankle height, then just lower the heels or the toes to the floor and you might be able to maintain that form of the pose for a few breaths before you again go into the more developed next level of the posture. This is a really wonderful pose. Of course, it's so good for strengthening your core. And as you'll see in your books and in the documentation we've provided, many, many benefits to the posture. The variations, you can always have the hands on the floor, a little behind the backside, behind the hips a little, so that's another way that you can access the pose. You can provide a bit of support with the hands as you lift the legs, and you can adjust the legs, you know, for some people they might be quite bent, as you just lift them a little. For those that need maximum support, keep the feet in contact with the floor as you're just lifting the legs, so the weight of the legs is lifted, but you can adjust how much weight you lift and how much stays on the floor with how much you're moving down through the toes or the other part of the feet that are in contact. Usually it'll be the toes. This boat pose not only really strengthens your hip flexors and your abdominals, particularly rectus abdominis, it really is a great way of supporting the strengthening of the whole physiology. It's a great pose to develop stamina and endurance in. So there are many benefits. There's also variations of the pose, and sometimes you'll see the boat pose referred to as Norcasan. Norcasana is also the boat pose, and there's a variation where you start in the reclining position on your back and you lift the legs, the upper body and arms from the reclining position. So of course that's a pose that's quite a strong posture and needs to be practiced with great awareness by anyone who has any back issues at all, particularly lower back issues. Namaste.